Hello there, little one. Welcome back to Magic Minis, where Mara and Jake give you a mini-size magic right before sleepy time. Tonight, I'll tell you the story of how baby Dee Dee discovered a lantern in the attic of the magical train station. A lantern that sang to the moon. The magical train station had been around for as long as anyone could remember. In the early days, a small brass lantern hung proudly near the ticket counter, welcoming travellers with its warm, gentle light. It wasn't fancy, just round and golden with a curved glass window and a handle shaped like a crescent moon. But it had a way of making people feel safe, even on the coldest nights. As the years passed, newer and brighter lamps took its place. One day, the old lantern was carried up to the attic, covered in a dusty blanket, and left behind. No one visited it anymore. No one except baby Dee Dee. One quiet night, after bedtime, baby Dee Dee wandered through the sleeping train station. Her mama, Dawn, the keeper and guardian of the magical cave, was away tending to an important matter. That meant Dee Dee had the evening to explore. The moon was shining so brightly through the windows it seemed to be calling her outside. But then she noticed something unusual. The attic ladder was down. Curious, she climbed up. The attic smelled of old wood and forgotten memories. A single round window let in a silver beam of moonlight. And there, in that glow, was the lantern. It wasn't dark like everything else around it. No, baby Dee Dee saw it shimmer softly, like it had caught a piece of the moon and was keeping it safe. She stepped closer, and that's when she heard it. A song. It was a lullaby, though not in any language she knew. It was the sound of comfort, like the hush of the forest at night, or the way Mama Dawn hummed when Dee Dee was drifting off to sleep. From inside the lantern's glow, silver threads of light began to rise. They drifted through the air, out the attic window, and into the night. Baby Dee Dee hurried to look. Outside, the silver threads floated far and wide, finding travellers who had lost their way, on lonely roads, on far-off trains, and in dreams that had turned restless. As the light reached each one, baby Dee Dee saw their eyes grow calm, their shoulders relax, and their breathing slow. The lantern's song was guiding them home, to their dreams. She sat with the lantern for the rest of the night, listening, feeling the warmth of its glow. When the moon began to sink, the song slowed, then faded until the lantern grew quiet once more. Before she left, baby Dee Dee whispered, "Thank you, little lantern." It didn't speak back, but she felt a soft warmth in her heart like the lantern had heard her. And now, whenever the moon is full, baby Dee Dee climbs the ladder to the attic, sits beside the lantern, and listens. Sometimes she thinks, maybe it sings for her too. Perhaps tonight, if you listen closely, you'll hear it as well. Follow its song, little one. It will guide you safely home to your dreams. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to Magic Minis, wherever you get your podcasts. Sweet dreams. And remember to keep unlocking the magic.